A number of Palestinian prisoners who were held in an Egyptian prison returned to the Gaza Strip over the past 2 days through the underground tunnels between Gaza and Egypt. They managed to escape the prison with the help of the people, as a wave of anti-government protests in Egypt keeps going on with no end in sight. They made their escape in a massive breakout with thousands of prisoners across Egypt, with the protests spiraling out of control.
The prisoners made their escape when thousands broke out of jails across Egypt amid an absence of police and chaos sparked by nationwide riots.
Mu'tasim El-Goga spent 7 years in Abu Zabali prison without a trial, was one of those who finally reunited with their families and warmly received by relatives and neighbors. He said he was detained while he was on his way to Egypt on the accusations that he was an affiliate with the Hamas movement.
Hundreds of inmates escaped after Egyptian protesters demolished the prison walls. Many Palestinians from Gaza escaped too, but 5 were arrested later. I admired the ongoing uprising in Egypt.
Samih Wishah was sentenced to 10 years and spent 3 years before he managed to escape. He could not express his joy to see his son for the first time since he was born.
I'm glad to be back. I was a political prisoner, but they locked me up with criminals. I was ill-treated and prison conditions were terrible. I don't believe I'm free at last. I can now see my son and my family after 3 years.
The fate of dozens of other Palestinian prisoners in Egyptian custody is still unclear, including a prominent member of Hamas's military wing Al-Qassam Brigade's Ayman Nofel, detained in Egypt. His family could not confirm that he escaped from a Cairo prison. Egyptian state security recently arrested 7 Palestinians from Gaza, including a student accused of inventing a high-tech surveillance system. Spokesman for relatives of Palestinian prisoners said Egypt is holding 39 Palestinians and that 11 escaped from Abu Zabali prison, located on the desert road between Cairo and Alexandria. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.